With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. After a lawsuit that accused real estate agents of price fixing to maintain high commissions was settled, the industry was expecting big changes. But agents and experts locally say the impacts are muted. WXPR's Hannah Davis Reed reports.
It's been a few weeks since the National Association of Realtors settled a major lawsuit that some said could upend the way buyers and sellers do business. But now that we're seeing the changes in reality, local experts say the impacts aren't as big as originally advertised. Tom Larson is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He explains that now realtors are required to enter into an agreement with prospective homebuyers, but Wisconsin had had buyer agency laws on the books for decades.
There's a slight tweak just in the settlement agreement, and that's kind of what happens when you try to create a standard that applies in all 50 states.
The other big change was related to commissions and a seller's offer of compensation to a buyer's agent. Under the previous model, a seller would often offer to pay a buyer's agent their commission if the seller accepted the offer from the buyer. Now, under the settlement agreement, you can no longer offer the commission to the Multiple Listing Service, or MLS, the computerized catalog of all homes for sale. Critics hope that'll make the market more competitive, since it's harder for buyers' agents to select homes from the MLS based on how much they'd get paid in commissions.
The practice change doesn't prevent a buyer from doesn't prevent a seller from paying a buyer agent's commission. It only prohibits them from putting it in the MLS. So if you're a seller and you're willing to pay the buyer's agent's commission, there's no change whatsoever.
People with FHA loans or other loans without a large down payment are potentially impacted.
And that could affect FHA loans or how much somebody could afford. But nothing in the practice changes prevents a seller from offering to pay a buyer's agent. If they aren't going to, and the buyer has to pay it themselves, then it could affect FHA loans, or it could affect how much a buyer can afford to pay for a home.
Overall, Larson says that thanks to Wisconsin's already strong consumer protection and buyer agency laws, changes aren't as deeply felt. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis Reed.
The Rhinelander City Council wants to have a naming policy in place before it renames a city street or property in honor of the Roman family. Following the death of George Roman earlier this summer, people in the city wanted to do something in honor of him, his family, and their contributions to the city. Renaming Eisenhower Street or the plaza at the corner of Rives and Brown Street have come up as potential options. The city did clarify at its last meeting that the plaza is currently unnamed, and there appeared to be no restrictions on naming it. Patrick Regan is the city administrator.
Just known as the plaza. Colloquially speaking, it's always in the office been known as Deal Plaza. Looked, I couldn't find anything as far as naming rights, as far as anything like that, any covenants, nothing like that.
Monday night, the city council voted to direct city administration to come up with a resolution regarding renaming places for them to vote on. Alderman Steve Jopak said he'd like to see a policy that requires support to people or businesses that would be impacted. For example, the impact of changing addresses on a business if the street were renamed.
That was just one thing that kind of came up in our conversations repeatedly was, oh, well, we'll just do it. Who cares if, you know, these people are impacted or this business? I don't really want to get into that game. I'd like to have it be more cooperative than that.
The city council gave the administrator several meetings before they expected a resolution. Naming a place or street in honor of the Romans was tabled until after they have a policy or ordinance in place. Wisconsin hunters need to know the difference between a deer and an elk. Wisconsin has two elk herds that have been established. The Clam Lake Elk Range lies within the northern forest region of Wisconsin and comprises portions of Sawyer, Ashland, Bayfield, Price, and Rusk counties. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's two elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Adult elk are larger than deer, have different antler structure and different coloration. They also tend to be wearing colored ear tags or tracking collars. If you shoot an elk without a tag to take one, you could be fined and lose your hunting privileges. Wisconsin's archery deer season opens Saturday. A new report shows that income inequality in Wisconsin is declining as lower-wage workers are seeing faster wage growth, but Black, Latino, and female workers still lag behind. Mark Richardson reports.
A study by the High Road Strategy Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison finds the state's job market hit record levels in the second quarter, and the inflation-adjusted medium hourly wage has increased by 97 cents. Report co-author Laura Dresser says the increase in the median wage is just making up for the period that inflation ran ahead of earnings in 2022.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
The State of Working Wisconsin report says the number of jobs in Wisconsin has topped 3 million and unemployment remains steady at 3%. The study also found the rate of unionized workers in Wisconsin dropped by one-third between 2011 and 2023. I'm Mark Richardson.
In the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, absenteeism levels soared in schools around the country. In the 2021-22 school year, more than a quarter of students missed so much school they were considered chronically absent. A new analysis shows absenteeism improved slightly in the 2022-23 school year, but remains above pre-pandemic levels. For almost every state, chronic absenteeism rates are far higher than in the 2018-19 school year, according to the analysis by the AP in collaboration with Stanford economist Thomas Dee. A student is chronically absent when they miss 10% or more of the school year, whether excused or unexcused. Wisconsin was among the states with the lowest chronic absenteeism rates at 20%. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.